Dave Moore on Today FM.
Hi, it's Dave here from Today FM.
Oh my God.
It isn't like, is it kind of like a
green?
Nice.
Sorry, I'm showing off my watch.
I know nothing about watches. I was like, that's a nice watch.
I was just going to say, that looks really nice. The little bit I can see from the corner looks really nice, Rufus.
I was
being
a flash twat.
No, but it's really nice.
It's green. It's a lovely, lovely dark mint green.
Ooh, lovely.
Green. Anyway.
Listen, guys, congratulations on, I don't know, is it season two or series two? I don't know, is there a difference between that?
UK, because I have a Brit guy in my life, they always say series two.
Right.
We say, in the States here, we say season
I'm confused because I'm between the two places.
We say so. Season two.
Season two, yeah. Right. Well, whatever it is, it's fantastic. I mean, I just got the link. I came home from work. I've just been binging episodes. My wife and kids are out there. They're doing homework. I don't have to do any of that because I'm working from home. It's amazing. So thank you.
Have you finished the
series? No, I haven't even managed to finish the whole thing yet. I've just finished the July 4th episode.
So you're four in.
You've got some twists.
I was going to say, I've got some serious twists to come. I know because I've already had some along this way. And, you know, I know there's more to come. And listen, you guys, Kate and Hal, you're just wonderful as a couple to watch. You're so troubled and argumentative and stressed, but just wonderful. I just love watching you guys.
Thank you.
We like it too.
Yeah, we have fun.
That's the fun and the trick of the show. It's really this messy, complex marriage set in this political intrigue show.
Yeah.
Of diplomacy. But I mean, the relationship and the energy between Kate and Hal, whether they're together or apart or someone's hurt or not, or they're having a fling with someone else. Like, it's that special energy that is the glue of the show to me.
Yeah.
And for me, it's the counterpoint between the events and the outer world and the small, silly,
bitchy detail
of their relationship and also the big scale of their relationship. It's that combination that is the show for me.
Oh no, I completely agree. That was actually my next point, was exactly to that there's such a realism to what you guys do together as a couple in this unreal world that most of us will never be involved in this kind of level of political scenario. But Rufus,
all of these unreal worlds are populated by real people.
Yeah.
That's the thing that
we don't
people,
think
you
about
need to
them,
be reminded of that.
Yeah.
They're all just people who have to stop and go to the toilet and then come back. You know?
Exactly.
And, excuse me, one moment. You know.
I realize I must save the world, but also I need to go to the bathroom.
Yes, exactly.
And Rufus, there's a small matter of you being blown up at the end of season, we'll call it season one.
Oh, yes. That seems such a long time ago.
Yes. I've always wondered, as an actor, when you have to play someone who is injured, do you always remember which bit of you is injured, arms?
No, can I tell you something very, very funny? I was staying in Notting Hill in a cobbled mews. And the morning I was supposed to go in to film a first scene in the bed, I decided to, there's a gym around the corner, I decided to jog.
Why
and
not?
I tripped up on the cobbled mews. I had a fall, which starts happening at a certain age.
Yes.
And I flew through the air and landed. I just went in the air and I landed on my chest, but I put my arms out and hurt my chest, scraped all the skin off my knee and scraped myself down one face. I had to go into work and they had to cover that up and fake it on the other side. I had a nearly broken rib on this side and I had to pretend I had a broken rib on that side.
Oh,
basically, it was the most badly judged method acting.
Yes.
I think anyone's ever done. It's like, if you're going to do something like that, get it right, Mush. You know?
Yeah.
That's fair. And Rufus, obviously, then, you know, living in a lovely cobbled mews in Notting Hill must have been nice to go home, you know, every day
nice
after shooting.
To drop that. That's all I wanted to do. The important bit is cobbled mews. Forget all the rest.
Yeah. Of course. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. But Kerry, how is it for you spending this much time in London? I mean, you know, or in the UK in general? Do you like it? Do you enjoy it?
Oh, my gosh. We've had such a nice time. So my guy is Welsh. So for us to be able to spend a lot of the summer with our kids there,
yeah,
where, you know, our littlest kid is going back to Wales and going up to the farm and, you know, feeding cows and playing with the working dogs and feeding sheep with bottles, baby sheep with bottles. I mean, so, and seeing all the family. So for us being in the UK is really nice because closer to Matthew's family.
Of course. And listen, I'm from Ireland. Obviously, this radio show is in Ireland. But, you know, you guys have both spent time here. Rufus, you shot The Sea here, I think. And obviously, Kerry, Cocaine Bear, that wonderful movie.
Classic.
Classic. Oh, brilliant. Yeah. And was Ireland good to you both? Did you have good times here?
Absolutely. How could it be bad?
Yeah. One of my first job, they had to reshoot a scene at the end. and I put on something like 2 stone in Bewley's breakfast.
Yeah,
and,
Bewley's.
Because I was in Keogh's, my dad, Neary's, and Lily Bordello's, rather too much. And by the end of it, they had took a shot from a different angle. You could see my face inflate or deflate, depending on which bit of the shot they used.
So that was your Irish experience. And then your diplomatic experience was injuring either side of your face. Listen, you're perfect, Rufus.
So I ended up with cushioning, so it was fine.
Well, listen. The Diplomat season 2 or series 2, whatever people want to say, is just absolutely brilliant. One episode must be binged directly after the other. I'm testament to that because I've been doing it all day. But congratulations, you guys. It's honestly really, really brilliant. I really enjoyed it. Thanks a million for talking to me.
Thank you very much. Have a nice day.
All right. Bye. Take care, guys.
Dave Moore on Today FM.
Professionals spend nearly half the work week on written communication, so focus is important. With Grammarly as your AI writing partner, focus and quickly get through work with relevant real-time suggestions. And it works across 500,000 apps and websites, so you can sound more confident and persuasive wherever you write. 93% of professionals report that Grammarly helps them get more work done. Download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast.